Chapter 2. New Jersey Driver Testing. Requirements for a basic driver license. 6-point ID verification. All applicants for a New Jersey driver license must have all required documents to satisfy the 6-point ID verification. Vision test. A vision screening is required for all motorists. The MVC may refer applicants with impaired vision to a physician. Periodically, the MVC may require a vision recheck of a New Jersey motorist. Knowledge test. The knowledge test consists of 50 questions, plus a survey question about organ donation. The MVC offers the knowledge test in English, American Sign Language, ASL, and these foreign languages: Arabic, Chinese, French, Japanese, Korean, Polish, Portuguese, Russian, Turkish, Hindi, Albanian, and Spanish. If the applicant cannot read in any language, headphones are supplied to administer an oral test. If the knowledge test is not available in your native language, you may use a state-approved interpreter. However, you must first attempt to complete the knowledge test in an offered language. If you fail to pass the test and feel you need an interpreter, please inform the MVC personnel at the testing location and they will make arrangements to secure an interpreter in your native language and pay the appropriate fees. Once an interpreter is secured, you will be contacted by an MVC employee with the interpreter appointment date and time. You must inform the MVC of the need for an interpreter at least 2 weeks in advance of the date you intend to take the written knowledge test. MVC-approved interpreters are also provided for deaf or hard of hearing applicants. The MVC will pay the interpreter's fees directly associated with the knowledge test after submission of a properly completed payment voucher form. Interpreters. An approved foreign language interpreter is an individual listed on the NJ Administrative Office of the Courts, Language Services Section, Registry of Interpreters and Agencies. An approved deaf or hard of hearing interpreter is an interpreter certified by the National Registry of Interpreters for the Deaf and listed with the New Jersey Division of the Deaf and Hard of Hearing. An interpreter who has been evaluated by the Division of the Deaf and Hard of Hearing and is on the approved list of professional interpreters. www.nj.gov/mvc/license/knowledgetest.htm. Test requirements. Eyesight. Basic license applicants. 20/50 vision with or without corrective lenses. For sight in one eye only, that eye must meet the 20/50 rule and the applicant must have documentation signed by a licensed physician. CDL license applicants. 20/40 vision with or without corrective lenses in both eyes. Must be able to distinguish among red, green, and amber lights. Written. 80%, or 40 of the 50 questions, must have correct answers. Health. Inform examiner of health problems. A medical review may be necessary. Federal law and New Jersey regulations require commercial drivers to submit a CDL holder self-certification form and a valid medical examiner's certificate, if applicable, to the MVC. Medical examiner's certificates must be completed by a federally certified medical examiner. Out-of-state and out-of-country applicants. Applicants may transfer a valid out-of-state license to New Jersey. Knowledge and road tests may be waived for applicants, at least 18 years of age, who submit a valid, non-provisional driver license issued by any of the 50 states, the District of Columbia, the U.S., territories of Samoa and Guam, Puerto Rico, or the U.S., Virgin Islands. The 6-point ID requirements must also be submitted. These applicants will be issued a 4-year basic New Jersey license and will be required to surrender the out-of-state license. Out-of-state applicants between 17 and 18 years of age who possess a valid out-of-state license will be given a probationary license for a period of 1 year and must comply with New Jersey's GDL requirements and restrictions. All out-of-country applicants must pass the knowledge test and a vision screening and may be required to pass a road test. Test results are valid for 2 years. Safety pledge to Nikhil. In August of 2015, Nikhil's Law, which amends NJSA 39, 3-41, was signed into law. Enacted March 1, 2016, Nikhil's law reinforces the dangers of failing to comply with New Jersey's motor vehicle traffic laws. The pledge. To ensure the safety of others on the road, passengers in my car, and myself as a driver, I pledge to obey traffic rules when driving and to be extra cautious and supremely attentive. Specifically, I will stop completely. I will come to a complete halt at any stop sign and will never go through a red light. Stay alert. I will strive to keep my hands on the wheel and my mind on the road. Talk safe. I will use a hands-free cell phone system while driving and will not text or use a handset unless I pull over. Plan ahead. I will give myself an extra 5 minutes to get to any destination. Go to www.state.nj.us/mvc/license/nikhil.htm to take the stop for Nikhil Safety Pledge. Voter registration. If you are eligible to vote in New Jersey, the process of registering to vote can be conveniently started at any MVC licensing center, while applying for or renewing a driver license or non-driver identification, ID, card. The MVC will report the information to the New Jersey Division of Elections. Voter registration deadline is 21 days before an election. If you will not be conducting a driver license or non-driver ID card transaction and wish to register to vote or change your address with the Division of Elections, please visit the New Jersey Division of Elections at www.njelections.org or call 1-877-NJ-VOTER, 1-877-658-6837, to have an application mailed to you. Update your voting address. You may change your address online through the MVC website. After you change your address with the MVC, you will be asked whether you would like your address changed to update your voter record. Be sure to click yes when answering this question, and the MVC will send a notice to the Division of Elections, notifying them of your change. An address change confirmation page will also be provided to you at the end of the transaction. Please visit www.njelections.org for more voter information. Your County Commissioner of Registration will notify you if your application is accepted. If it is not accepted, you will be notified on how to complete and/or correct the application. 33 New Jersey Driver Testing. Address changes reported online or via mail with the MVC are forwarded to the New Jersey Division of Elections. If you do not receive confirmation of the change, please contact your local Commissioner of Registration. A listing of commissioners can be found at nj.gov/state/elections/voting-information-local-officials.html. Note: if you wish to get a driver license or non-driver ID card displaying your new address, you must visit an MVC licensing center. You will have to provide the 6 points of ID verification requirements and pay a fee. Road test. After an applicant passes the knowledge test and vision screening and, if applicable, an approved behind-the-wheel course, the MVC will validate his/her permit so that he/she can practice driving. GDL permit holders under 21 years of age must have a minimum of 6 months supervised practice driving prior to a road test appointment. GDL permit holders, 21 years old and over, must have a minimum of 3 months supervised practice driving prior to a road test appointment. To make an appointment for an initial road test or a retest, visit any MVC licensing center or schedule online at www.njmvc.gov. Appointments may not be made by phone. Road test checklist. No practice driving is permitted on the test course or in the parallel parking area. Every road test applicant must bring all the items on this checklist to the road test site to take the test. Only original documents will be accepted. 6 points of ID. Validated permit. Permit must be legible and cannot be laminated. Valid inspection sticker on vehicle or official no inspection sticker required card, valid registration card and valid insurance ID card or electronic version for vehicle used for the test, unless covered by BPU or federal DOT regulations. 2 red GDL decals, properly mounted, if graduated driver license, GTL, requirements are applicable. A vehicle utilized for the road test must have unobstructed access to the footbrake or to the parking brake mounted to the right of the driver in a position accessible to the examiner. Autocycles cannot be used for the test. Self-parking vehicles cannot be used for the test. All signals, brake lights, and windshield wipers on the vehicle for the test must be in working order. No rental cars are permitted unless the test applicant's name is listed as a driver on the rental agreement. Applicant must be accompanied by a licensed driver. The accompanying driver must hold a valid license to operate the type of vehicle for which the applicant has a permit, except for a moped. Note: vehicles registered out of state must comply with the laws of the motorist's home state about insurance identification. Accompanying driver requirements. An applicant may drive a properly registered vehicle to the road test area. However, a licensed driver must always remain in the vehicle with the applicant. A vehicle may not be moved, even in the road test line, without a licensed driver in the vehicle. If the accompanying motorist is licensed in a state other than New Jersey, or has less than 3 years of driving experience, he, she must drive the vehicle to the road test area. The MVC does not supply vehicles for road tests. Only MVC examiners are allowed in the vehicle when the test is administered. Elements of the road test. During the road test, an MVC examiner will ride with the applicant when he, she drives in an off-road test area or on a public road course. The purpose of the road test is to make sure that the applicant understands the rules of the road and can drive safely. If the applicant's vehicle has a standard transmission, the examiner will ask the applicant to demonstrate his, her ability to correctly shift gears. Reasons for rejection. Most applicants believe that their driving performance is the only criterion the examiner uses to grade their road test. However, the vehicle may be the cause for denial or failure of the road test. Some license applicants may not have the opportunity to take an initial road test because an examiner considers the vehicle unsuitable or unsafe for the test. Here are some of the more common reasons the MVC rejects road test vehicles. Improper, expired or no inspection sticker. Lack of examiner access to foot brake or parking brake. Any defect or condition that affects the safe operation of the test vehicle, such as but not limited to poor brakes, pedal must not fade or go to the floorboard. Dashboard brake warning light on. Parking brake, brake lights, or signal lights not working. Unsafe tires, smooth, cut, badly worn. Vehicle interior is not in reasonably clean condition. Vehicle failed inspection, and motorist does not bring the vehicle inspection report issued by the inspection station to the road test area. Fast engine idle, cannot judge speed control. Missing seat belts. Seat belts are required on all vehicles manufactured after July 1, 1966. Tinting on driver and or front door windows. Missing rear view mirrors, interior and or driver door. Broken or cracked window glass. Passenger and or driver's door or window does not operate from the inside. Additional items for motorcycles and moped tests only. Lack of equipment required by state regulations. No helmet. Unapproved goggles or face shield. No bell or horn that can be heard 100 feet away. Listen Motorcycle Manual, Chapter 10, for more specific information.